The moon will be our escort across the dawn this week, like a goddess cascading down the stair of morning planets, and only slipping out of view on Saturday, February 2nd, which is this season's cross-quarter day. I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So the sequence will go like this. On Wednesday, the crescent moon will be just above the planet Jupiter, about 45 minutes before sunrise. Then it will encounter Venus on Thursday. On Friday, the waning sliver will approach Saturn, and on Saturday, the moon will just barely be visible, looking low in the southeast at dawn. Now, this spectacular lineup of planets is analogous to the spectacular convergence of sacred traditions that's specific to this time, the most ancient of which is Imbolc, the Celtic festival associated with the goddess Bridget. Imbolc may mean in the belly, and it's a celebration of fertility in anticipation of the spring. Then, there's the Christian observance of Mary's presentation of the Christ child at the temple, now that 40 days have elapsed since the birth at Christmas. This tradition is echoed in the ongoing Balinese practice of not allowing a newborn child's feet to touch the earth until 40 days have passed, out of the belief that the spirit is still intact with newborns, and coming to earth too soon can defile that connection. Then there's the Christian Saint Bridget, also celebrated at this time, who, like her Celtic predecessor, shares the patronage of fertility, prosperity, and poetry. The name Bridget means fiery arrow, which implies a further kinship with the Roman goddess Minerva. Now, all of this feminine energy converges this Saturday when we're halfway through the season. And if you tie a ribbon or a handkerchief to a tree at Bridget's Day, then tradition holds it may be touched by the goddess as she moves over the earth, consecrating it with curative powers. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.